Hey everyone, Novaline here, and welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain. We're diving deep into those techie dilemmas that leave us feeling like our thumbs are tied behind our backs. Ever feel that knot in your stomach when you see a low battery warning? Or that frantic urge to constantly refresh your email even though you know it's just going to stress you out? Yeah, I get it. In today's world, technology is supposed to make things easier, right? But sometimes, it feels like our phones have more power over us than we do over them. Especially when things go wrong. Today, we're tackling phone anxiety in the face of tech-related issues. Because let's be real, a crashing app or a lost connection can turn anyone into a digital hot mess. So buckle up, because we're about to break down some strategies to help you regain control. First things first, remember that feeling is valid. It's totally normal to feel anxious when technology throws us a curveball. We rely on our devices so much for everything, communication, work, entertainment, even just staying informed, that a tech hiccup can feel like the world is crumbling around us. But don't let this feeling spiral out of control. Take a deep breath, because you've got this. Now, let's talk strategies. The first step is awareness. Pay attention to your triggers. What specific situations or types of tech issues tend to send you into a panic? Is it a slow internet connection making you feel like you're stuck in the Stone Age? Or maybe a frozen app that has you throwing metaphorical daggers at your phone screen? Once you know what sets you off, you can start to develop coping mechanisms. Next up, practice mindfulness. Instead of getting caught in the whirlwind of anxious thoughts, try bringing yourself back to the present moment. Focus on your breath. Notice the sensations around you, the feel of the air on your skin, the sound of your heartbeat. Grounding techniques like these can help calm your nerves and give you a sense of control. Think of it like hitting the pause button on your overactive tech anxiety response system. Another game changer is setting boundaries with technology. You know those times when you're scrolling through social media for hours, completely forgetting about the real world? Yeah, we've all been there. Establish clear limits on your phone use. Schedule specific times for checking emails and social media, and stick to them like glue. When those time slots are up, put the phone down and engage with something else. Read a book, go for a walk, spend time with loved ones. Remember, technology is a tool, not the boss of your life. You get to decide how much power it has over you. Take charge. Speaking of taking charge, picture this. You're working on an important project and suddenly your laptop crashes. All your unsaved work disappears into the digital abyss. Panic sets in, right? You start frantically hitting the refresh button, imagining all those hours of effort down the drain. But wait. You remember what we just talked about. First, you take a deep breath. Then, you remind yourself that it's okay to feel frustrated, but letting anxiety control you won't solve anything. You reach for your backup drive and recover some of your work. Sure, it's not ideal, but you're back on track. You even use this as an opportunity to double-check your autosave settings and create a more robust backup system. So, remember, when technology throws you a curveball, don't let it throw you off balance. Acknowledge your feelings, practice mindfulness, set boundaries, and take control. You're capable of navigating these tech challenges like a boss. Keep in mind, managing phone anxiety isn't about becoming a digital minimalist or giving up on technology altogether. It's about finding the sweet spot, using technology to enhance your life without letting it rule your every move. Now, go out there and slay those tech-related anxieties. Share your own stories and tips in the comments below. Let's build a supportive community where we can learn from each other and conquer our digital demons together. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future episodes of Your Phone is the Villain. We'll see you next time with another dose of tech-busting wisdom.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.